Hannah Brooks defies every expectation of what a bodyguard should be. At 5'5" with gentle features, she's not intimidating, and that's her superpower. Her effectiveness comes from being invisible in plain sight, anticipating threats before they materialize. Years of jiu-jitsu training taught her that leverage and technique trump raw strength. But Hannah's carefully constructed professional life shatters when her mother dies of cirrhosis, followed immediately by her boyfriend Robbie dumping her, cruelly declaring her a bad kisser the day after her mother's funeral. This perfect storm of loss reduces her to sleeping in her closet, battling insomnia and grief. Just when she requests a transfer to escape her pain, Hannah gets assigned to protect Jack Stapleton, Hollywood heartthrob and twice-crowned sexiest man alive. Jack has returned to his family's ranch because his mother is battling breast cancer, but he's still haunted by his younger brother's death 2 years prior. Their first encounter sets the tone for their complicated relationship. When Jack questions Hannah's capabilities based on her size, she responds by executing a perfect throw that lands him flat on his back in his own front yard. The magnetic tension between them is immediate and professionally dangerous. Jack reveals Hannah must pose as his girlfriend at his family ranch to shield his sick mother from worrying about stalkers. Despite professional boundaries and her firm's policy against client involvement, Hannah agrees when her boss promises her a coveted Korea assignment. They create a backstory about meeting when Hannah photographed an albino moose near Jack's cabin and set clear boundaries. Handholding, yes. Surprise nakedness or kisses, no. Their charade immediately falters when Jack's estranged brother Hank points out Hannah isn't Kennedy Monroe, Jack's actual celebrity girlfriend, revealing his family follows his Hollywood life more closely than assumed. What makes this pretense compelling is how it transforms both characters. Hannah, typically professionally invisible, becomes the center of attention. Jack, accustomed to adoration for his crafted persona, finds someone who sees through his charm. Through their forced intimacy, sharing a bedroom, though Hannah sleeps on the floor, and navigating family dynamics together, genuine connection forms during late-night conversations about their deepest wounds. The Stapleton family reveals layers of love, resentment, and pain. Jack's brother Hank resents being overshadowed and Jack's absence during their mother's illness. Their mother Connie, recovering from breast cancer, embodies unconditional love, while father Doc provides steady support through quiet strength. Hannah observes this family with wonder, having never experienced such connection. The Stapletons' quirks, Doc wearing his wife's floral apron while burning bacon, Connie's scattered reading glasses, her hobby of rescuing thrift store dolls, contrast with Hannah's sterile existence. The mystery of Drew's death unfolds through Jack's nightmares of their Ferrari plunging from Sawyer Bridge. During Thanksgiving, Jack reveals the truth. Drew was driving that night, not him. Drew, celebrating 5 years of sobriety, had relapsed at a holiday party and made Jack promise to protect their parents from this knowledge. This revelation leads to family reconciliation, with Hannah surprisingly included in their embrace, finally finding the connection she's craved. Hannah's assignment intensifies when Jack's stalker situation escalates. The corgi lady, initially a quirky fan, reveals a darker side, vandalizing Jack's house with crimson hearts and leaving disturbing gifts. When death threats against Hannah appear in red lipstick on Jack's car windows, the stakes become life-threatening. This threat forces Hannah to confront her growing feelings for Jack, which have crossed professional boundaries. Her supervisor notices her changing behavior. Extra hours, defensive reactions, touching Jack during conversations, and removes her from the assignment for becoming emotionally compromised. The situation climaxes during what should have been a romantic evening. Hannah notices Jack's odd behavior, careful word choice, darting eyes, trembling hands, and realizes he's being held at gunpoint by Wilbur, a previously low-risk stalker. Despite orders to wait for backup, Hannah enters armed only with a corkscrew. During the rooftop confrontation, Wilbur reveals he never intended to harm Jack. His goal was suicide. Drawing on her painful past, Hannah connects with Wilbur's despair by sharing her story of family abandonment. This emotional authenticity talks him down, proving Hannah's vulnerability has become her greatest strength. This story explores the tension between appearance and reality, between public personas and authentic selves. Jack's celebrity embodies this duality, with techniques to remain invisible in public, caps shadowing his face, glasses disrupting facial recognition, and avoiding eye contact while appearing natural. Hannah's work as a bodyguard similarly requires authenticity suppression, maintaining vigilance while appearing relaxed, and remaining emotionally detached while showing appropriate warmth. When playing Jack's girlfriend, she enters an unfamiliar role, challenging her professional facade. Their fake relationship blurs boundaries between performance and authenticity. Staged displays of affection, Jack's arm around Hannah's waist, choreographed kisses, practiced laughs, gradually evolve into genuine connection. Small gestures serve dual purposes. A protective hand both maintains their cover story and expresses real care. The theme culminates when Jack pretends to reject Hannah to protect her life. His cruel performance, claiming their connection was merely acting to cure boredom, works because he draws on real emotions, showing how performance can be weaponized while sacrificing his happiness for her safety. Hannah and Jack's journey toward love centers on learning vulnerability. Both begin heavily armored. Hannah through professional detachment, Jack through his celebrity persona and self-imposed exile. Their initial interactions are marked by wariness, each playing expected roles. Their defenses lower through shared experiences. Jack's confessions about his nightmares reveal his profound survivor's guilt over his brother's death. Hannah's memories of her father's abandonment show how childhood wounds shape adult relationships. These vulnerabilities create genuine intimacy beyond their initially fake relationship. Hannah's journey proves transformative. Her ex's assessment that she wouldn't let him in contained truth. She had never truly opened herself to love, keeping busy to avoid acknowledging loneliness. With Jack, she finds someone who values her authenticity. Jack reconciles his public and private selves. Guilt over Drew's death led to self-punishment through isolation, while fame created barriers to connection. With Hannah, he finds someone who sees beyond his celebrity to his true self, his quirks, habits, and passion for rescue animals. In a world obsessed with appearances, the most revolutionary act is allowing ourselves to be truly seen. Hannah and Jack's story shows that love isn't finding someone perfect. It's finding someone who sees our imperfections and loves us anyway. Their journey from professional distance to profound connection demonstrates how vulnerability creates authentic relationships. The greatest protection isn't a bulletproof vest or carefully constructed facade. It's the courage to remove our armor and trust another with our true selves. When Hannah stops hiding behind her professional role and Jack steps beyond his celebrity mask, they discover something more powerful than fame or invisibility, being fully known and completely loved. What would change in your life if you stopped performing and started being real? Like Hannah and Jack, you might discover your greatest strength lies not in the roles you play, but in the courage to step beyond them into authentic living.